you'll adopt it, and he'll take it. Well, he says, okay, I'll do that. Well, I says, what will his mother say? Will she sign that adoption paper? Oh, she doesn't have to. Court gave him to me. Well, I said, I won't take any chances dealing in human life. I said, she'll have to sign the papers or I won't take it. Because I says, later on she might change her way of living and become a Christian woman and marry a Christian man, and she would be entitled to her children if she wanted them. And a good lawyer and a sensible jury would set that decree aside and she'd take John. And I says, I can't take that chance. I says, it would hurt me and it would hurt my wife. And it would hurt John. So I said, I won't take that chance. She'll either sign it or the deal's off. But you know, I went out. I'd never seen a woman before in her life. She lived out 51 Highway here, about 6 miles. Told her, introduced myself, told her what my business was, asked her if she'd sign the papers. Why, yes, I'll sign it. Signed it. So the next day I had her come in and I made an appointment with the county judge, 2:30, and had my attorney to draw up the adoption papers. Right here at 2:30, signed the papers, and that is it. And we tried to talk her out of it. The county judge did, and I did. And tried to tell her how foolish she was, and that she would regret it the rest of her life, and how she would be looked down upon for giving her children away. And her a sane, normal woman. She wasn't ill, she wasn't anything wrong with her. And tried to talk her out of it. She said no, she couldn't take care of him, she didn't want him.
It's ironic, isn't it?
Yes. The other two children are in good homes too. They don't want for anything. Parents love food, clothing, entertainment, education, anything at all. It's available. In fact, the people that have the little girl, they go a little too far. I told her one day, I said, somewhere down the road that little girl gets, the older she gets, the more expensive her desires will be. And anything that her little heart desires, now, she gets. You've got to quit somewhere, so you better quit now. But they don't.
That's too bad. Well, they'll learn.
Yeah, they'll learn.
And I think they're doing such a nice thing for the child.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do. She's a sweet little girl. She's a doll. She won't be when she gets up in her teens. Why?
Unless someplace along the line or something will jar it into her. Sometimes that happens in spite of the parents.
Yes, it does. It sure does.
How did you heat your house in the early days?
We heated with wood.
What did you burn it in?
Oh, 4 years of the time we burned it in a fireplace. Other than that, it was in a stove heater. In the early days of my life, I believe when I was 5, we moved from Marble City down here in Sequoia County to Porham, that's over in Muskogee County. And as well as I remember, all the time we lived in Porham, we burned coal in a heater.
Now what did you keep your coal in? Did you have a...
Just piled it out on the ground.
And did you have anything special to bring it into the coal heater?
Yes, we had